You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
There's no bye week for the mailbag, of course. I'm Andrew Mason back here in the media room because as we shoot this, it's raining outside and I'd rather not get wet. So let's get into your questions. First one's from Dave Frimmel. He wants to know, Terrell Davis mentioned that when they were 13-0 in 1998 and lost to the Giants, they overlooked their mistakes due to being undefeated. Is that possibly the problem with the offense? I don't think it is. If anything, I think the offense is pretty keenly aware of the places in which it's deficient at this point. And you just look at the changes from week to week. They use different personnel groupings to try and get a spark. You're shuffling the offensive line in and out because of injuries. That started with Tyson Brielle, of course, but also just getting guys in trying to create a spark. You had the pistol formation that's become more prevalent in the offense over the last few weeks, again, to try to get a spark. Believe me, I think they know that they're struggling. I don't think it's affecting them in that way. Again, they're pretty keenly aware of the numbers. And frankly, if you go into the locker room, they're happy they're 6-0, but you sense a frustration from the entire offense that they feel like they're not living up to their end of the bargain. So even though the Broncos have managed to win their games, I don't think it's the same scenario. I don't think there's any complacency like there may have been in 1998 before that Giants game that cost them an unbeaten season. Our next question comes from a Broncos fan over in England, Martin Richmond, on Twitter. He wants to know, amongst the unfair criticism of the offense, is it being overlooked that four of Denver's wins have come on the road? I think it is. Certainly, you'll hear people say it's hard to win on the road in this league against anybody. Hey, just ask the Cardinals. They're having a very good season. They're 4-2. They go to Pittsburgh. They face a second-string quarterback and a third-string quarterback, and they end up losing. That tells you how difficult it can be to get a road win, even when a lot of things are going your way overall. Compare the Broncos to Green Bay, who the Packers are going to come in on November the 1st. Four of their six wins in their 6-0 start were at home, and then you look at their road games, an okay performance against San Francisco, winning 17-3, but back in week one, struggled against the Bears, who don't appear to be a playoff candidate by any stretch of the imagination. That game had to go down to the final minutes, and the Bears had a chance to get a game-tying touchdown and a two-point conversion late in regulation. So you can look at those games and be reminded of how tough it is for anybody to win on the road. The fact the Broncos have those four wins on the road in their back pocket, that's going to be huge. And all along, I thought the schedule set up a little bit in their favor because most of their toughest games on paper were at home. Talking, of course, about Green Bay, New England, Cincinnati. Instead of going to Cincinnati and New England as they did last year, those teams come to Denver. I think that's going to help the Broncos. It gives them a good chance to push for home field advantage if they can get the offense going after the bye. Thanks, as always, for all of your questions. Of course, there's a written mailbag here on the site. I'll get to more of them there. But if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver and use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.